All right, all right. Hi, good morning, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of talking about The Unbearables. The Unbearables was one of the funniest things I've seen on Twitter last night when we were all just tweeting each other about our bear names. I legit am enjoying, like, tremendously the amount of bear names that were happening. You know, there's Apache Bear, there's Fixie Bear, the Mechanic Bear. There's so many bears. And because I was thinking about, is there no video feed? Someone just said no video feed. You look barely awake. Ah. Because I was thinking about the verification process on Twitter. Like, I have a blue check mark. And I used to take pride in that check mark because I thought it made me special in some way. And then I saw that a lot of people with blue check marks are complete sociopaths. And now that I think that free speech, there's free speech issues with a lot of these social media platforms, that the blue check mark is almost the approval of like a group or a company that is doing shady things. Now, I'm not going to remove my own blue check mark. I want to do things that make them do it. I want to see what makes them take it away because I don't care about it now. At all. I don't think it makes you, it's like the blue mark of communism almost. So I now encourage you guys and myself, I did it, to put one of these little bear icons, like where it looks like you're going to have a blue check mark. And that kind of shows you're one of the unbearables. And someone else, I didn't come up with unbearable. Someone came up with that on here on this live chat. Thanks, Scott. Geezer Bear from London checking in. Thanks, buddy. That's hilarious. So, because that's like, it kind of connotates like what people say to people that aren't politically correct. They'll say that you're unbearable. And it's like, bears are the funniest thing ever because they're so big and scary, but they're also so silly. Like, I'll show you, I was watching The Jungle Book last night with my little man and wife. Check this out. This is, I uploaded it to see. This would work. I want to be able to give you guys Brother Bear. Oh, yeah. So this is, that's not it. Where is it? I'll just go through the bears. Taylor made this. This is awesome. This is a Feed the Bear little pixelated cartoon. That's me drinking PBR and playing the piano. So, Taylor, you're awesome for doing that. And then a bunch of people were making other artsy stuff. Like, someone made that, which is hysterical. They took the Washington Monument and made it a big old honey pot. And then, I got something with my brother I'm going to do. Someone drew this by hand, this girl. I'm blanking on her name, but I retweeted it. If you guys should follow her. I really want to promote you guys. The unbearables are incredible artists. So I really want to help you find an audience because I've been so fortunate to find one and I see so much talent out there for you with you. Oh, look at this. Someone did this morning. It's me on a bear with a gun in the Constitution. Classic Big Bear. And I'm not Papa Bear. George is Papa Bear. I haven't seen George in a while though. I miss George. He's usually in here. I'm not Papa Bear. I'm Big Bear. I've always been Big Bear. I've been Big Bear. Big Bear has been a nickname of mine for years and years. It's so good to see all the other bears coming together. Oh, here it is. This is me on Twitter with social justice warriors. I mean, that made me laugh so hard. All right, let me get that out of there. It's like, that's the wrong one. Sorry, I'm doing this all. I'm obviously doing this myself, and I'm not the most tech-savvy bear in the world. I'm pre-internet bear. You can be a few different bears if you want. That's the thing. Some people are getting, because instead of being verified, you get verified. And yeah, I'm the only one who can verify you. And this one dude was like, oh, look at all these beta males only becoming verified if you say they can. And that's, alpha males understand hierarchy, and you need hierarchy for anything. And there's a million hierarchies that I'm not in the upper echelons of. Like when I'm doing tree work with my brother, I don't make the calls. But when we're talking about the unbearables, there has to be an order to life or else you become a communist. So I don't know. His application will be under review for a while because I don't want to, you know, I don't need a Judas running around saying who gets to make these rules. Oh, and it's not a cult. A lot of people have been writing to me like, oh, I haven't checked in on you in a couple weeks, and it turns out you started a cult. It's a non-religious bear organization. There's no deity. There's no worshiping. It's just a bunch of bears that do bear stuff. And it's not gay. I've been hearing a lot of I didn't even know that bears were gay guys, or fat gay guys apparently wear leather. Listen, the gays have taken a lot from us. And I mean mostly the rainbow. The gays took all visible light. You know, leprechauns are now chasing after a gay symbol of strength. You know, when Noah finally saw the light after the flood and God showed a rainbow, the gays took that. So the gays have taken quite a few iconic words and symbols, and they don't get bears. Bears are like a majestic and ancient and hilarious and powerful animal that have existed for millions of years. Those damn gays don't get to take them. Like the gays took Twinkie. Like I used to eat Twinkies as a kid. You know, I'd have a Twinkie. And then some skinny little gay started calling himself a Twink. And before you know it, you can't eat a Twinkie without one of your buddies going, oh yeah, you like that Twinkie? And now they're trying to take the bear. Listen, people aren't homophobic, gay guys. They're sick of you taking everything. Like the fanny pack. A very convenient pack. Designed for a guy that needs both his hands to work and he also wants to keep his trinkets in. One of my first big comedy things that got me noticed actually by Adam Sandler was my fanny pack music video in 2005 on MySpace. So my resentment towards the gays has been going on for a while. Not for their sexuality, not for their lifestyle choices. They can do whatever they want. They want to touch dicks in a Maserati, go for it. But stop taking all the stuff. So when we're a band of bears, it is not a gay thing. It's also not a furry thing. Some other dude said something super funny. He was like, I love you, big bear. I turn my back, I come back, you start a psychedelic cult of furry bears. No. This is what's happening to me right now. I'm blessed to have my fan base increasing just exponentially. So I can't read everything you guys write me. So it makes my life so much easier. If you have a little bear next to your name, I know that you're one of my guys. Because there's some friendly fire happening out there. I've been a part of friendly fire where someone will say something and I misread it. And then Big Bear roars. And then I realize that they're on my team and I actually agree with them. And so it just makes life so much easier when I know that you're an unbearable. Because then I will take whatever you say and I will try and find the best possible way of interpreting it so that there isn't friendly fire. Because I didn't go after, I didn't start attacking Al Franken off the bat. I was very confused by the Al Franken thing and I still don't really understand what's happening with that. Because I said, is this a comedy sketch? Because Al Franken, there's a photo of him like smiling and it looks like he's grabbing the boobs of a passed out female soldier. And obviously on the surface that looks crazy, but like, and then I read that it was a comedy sketch. I'm going to show you a real quick shot of me recently. That's me with Not Gay Jared from the Louder with Crowder show. As you can see, I'm dressed as Harvey Weinstein, and it looks like I'm violently raping him dressed as a woman. As a comedian, I need to know that what context it is because you can't depict anything funny unless you depict. So if that's a sketch about molesting a sleeping chick, I'm not going to condemn that. But turns out it wasn't, and the woman is pretty horrified by it, so he's definitely a creep. And here's the thing. Here's the thing about all these guys that I think everyone should understand. The reason that people hate them so much is because they like, okay, the grabbing by the pussy comment by Trump is a douchey thing to say, and it can be interpreted a million different ways. You know, some people have said that he was trying to illustrate the culture of Hollywood, and now that's starting to be very apparent. You know, when I first heard that, my stand-up about it was just about the word grab. Like right as that happened on stage, my whole joke is I'm like, grab? I'm like, that's a weird verb. Like, who grabs a pussy? I'm like, it sounds like someone who's never seen a pussy. It's almost like that 40-year-old virgin joke about how he couldn't describe a boob. I'm like, you grab dicks, you grab balls, you don't grab a pussy. You love a pussy, you know, you rub it, you go inside of it, but you don't, what do you grab? Are you like a raccoon? So my joke wasn't even about moral condemnation. Everybody was acting like they couldn't believe how awful. And we all know Bill Clinton's a rapist. We all know at this point that Harvey Weinstein's a serial rapist. That all these people are just absolute like degenerates. And they're going to get mad at a guy for saying that. And I think that we have to really watch ourselves that we don't see the hypocrisy of the left and justify our own behavior. Because I don't want to start calling Al Franken a rapist. He's a creep. He's a sleep creep. He's someone who at this point can never condemn anyone again. But you can't overuse rape because then you don't know what you call Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein or some of these other, like even Weinstein, it's like they commit sexual assault, but like it's like rape is crazy. Like Bill Clinton, I would assume is an actual rapist, like violent rape. This is gonna sound messed up, and someone's gonna clip this out of context or whatever. But like Al Franken probably doesn't even have the balls. That sounds awful, but that's like the Carl Jung thing. The I don't care. I don't care how it sounds. Who the fuck's going to judge me? Who's going to judge me? Like what? He with no sin cast the first stone. Now, look at who's been judging everyone. Who called half the country deplorable? Hillary Clinton, who tried to cover her husband's decades of rape. So anyway, in the book The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, it's two demons writing letters back and forth. It's the nephew of a demon and the uncle, and they're talking about how to get souls. And one of the points they made is like, committing an evil act is bad, but it's even worse to want to and not even have the courage to do it. Because now you're the worst of both worlds. You're a coward and you're evil. So it's like, these beta male creeps, the Louis C.K.'s and this has nothing to do with sex. I don't know about someone's sexual behavior, but like, how is Aziz Ansari acts on stage and in person? Like that whole super apologetic, creepy, like they don't even have the courage to be evil, which is almost worse. And so when you see an Al Franken, you're just like, you're just one of those creepy guys that like, okay, let me tell you about kissing in acting. Because I saw that he wrote a sketch where he had to put his tongue in her throat and they had to rehearse it. I've had a million scenes where I have to kiss women in a scene. You don't even do it in rehearsal, really. Like, unless you're a dickhead or if you're doing some high-level drama. You know, if you're in some movie where like the scene's crazy, maybe you do that. But in comedy, I can tell like from experience. Like I there's three different kiss scenes in the sitcom I was on. I had to kiss a girl in a movie. I've kissed girls in sketches. You don't rehearse with big kisses. They're called stage kisses. You don't open your mouth. And even and in while you're shooting it, you don't open your mouth. Like, you're never using your tongue unless it calls for it, unless the sketch itself has to do with tongue. So when I read that, I'm like, oh, that guy's an absolute piece of shit. And if I was dating an actress and he put his tongue in her mouth during rehearsals, I'd get a pipe and I'd hit him in the fucking head with the pipe. And I'd watch his teeth fly out of his mouth. And then I'd see his big fucking stupid head covered in blood because he had just assaulted my girlfriend. So, you know, that's why I'll make fun of those guys. And some people like to act like the George Takais of the world aren't bad because it's man on man. You know, if a man grabs another man's dick, it's not assault or whatever. And there's some truth to that, but there's also not. I've, like, when I was a kid, an old man, like, chased me through the woods whacking off. My neighbor used to always try and get me to grab his dick. You have nightmares for, like, a decade over that. Like, this one guy tried to hire me to play piano at his restaurant when I was 13. And he kept trying to, like, show me how to sing. And he kept putting his hand on me. And he kept trying to grab my dick. And I ran out. And then I keyed his car. I think it's really fucked up when people act like man, like when a man grabs another guy, that isn't bad. It's worse when it's done to a woman, in my opinion, because women are just, they're physically weaker, and they, I don't know, I can't explain it, it's just worse. But at the same time, it shouldn't be, whatever. I'm going to read some of these super chats. All right. Then we'll talk about bears. Oh, I forgot. I didn't even get to my point. So all this is swirling around about all these creeps and everything. Everyone's being a creep. That's why the unbearables came at the perfect time, because I just want to talk about bear stuff. I just want to be a big bear and talk to my other bears, you know? Just be a bear, man. And just start. And I got a video I'm going to play you. This is from even a couple days ago, even before we became the unbearables. Me and my brother spent about 10 minutes hypothesizing about what it really means to be a bear. Our bad guys were the mice. But I think the bad guys that have organically emerged from our YouTube chat are the Daves. So we'll figure out if we want to make it the Daves or the mice. But I love that you guys hate Daves. And another thing I want to do is I want to make your chat part of the video permanently. Because I think a big part of these live streams is you. And I think that you guys have some really funny conversations in there. And I want it to be part of the video forever. Because if you play these videos later, you don't see what you're all saying. And I'm so blown away by just the character of you guys and how funny you are. And how dedicated you are. You know, I have a ton of emails from today and last night that I have to get to where people are like offering me ways of how to make t-shirts about the unbearables. And, you know, Tom is helping me with, he was helping me build this website for my reading list. And Tom, I really need you to make the unbearable website. So we're going to figure that out because I want every bear to have their own image, you know? And we have so many artists and graphic designers and stuff. We can make a legitimate bear crew. Like, who would step to the big bears? The unbearables, man. And how cool is it that you get to figure out what kind of bear you are? Like, my brother calls me Pokey Bear or Jokey Bear. Because Pokey Bear, because I'm poking at people, you know? And then Jokey Bear when I'm, like, happy. There's Pokey Bear is usually when I'm more grumpy bear. Let's see what we got here. Thank you. Ian, what's up? Scott, yeah. Geezer Bear, checking in. Time to bear down from MP. Thanks, buddy. Base Texan. Oh, and check your Twitter. Just send a GIF. Barry, cool. I will. Thanks, bud. Tyler, my 8-year-old daughter named me Ty Bear when I asked, so that's me now. Welcome, Ty Bear. Welcome. You got to put the little bear in your name, though. It was so funny. Like, last night I was getting so pissed when people weren't putting the little bear in their name. I was like, well, I mean, put the bear in your name and then we'll talk about if you're Ty Bear. Like, I was spiraling. I take this shit so seriously. Thanks, bruh. Love what you're doing and I find it inspiring. Excited to be part of the re-bearification of America. Also, we should get you a dope bear-themed intro. I love it. I love it. Thanks, Nate. The unbearables are oppressed people of character. Ah! See, that's what I mean. That's hilarious. POC instead of people are God, people of character. I'm a person of character. That's so great. West Side Bear. If you're playing music, how about the Bear Necessities? Great request. I Googled bear songs this morning. I didn't really recognize any though. I think we should write our own bear song. David, can you play Let's Call the Whole Thing Off with Sanity versus Leftist Lyrics? You say progress, I say communism. Yeah, dude, that's wicked funny. D-Hale, David here. I love the whole Dave thing. All right, well, I'm so glad that you go by David and not Dave, because that's what separates the Davids from the Daves. Because you, if you're unfortunate enough to be named David by your parents, the least you can do is stay with David and not be a Dave. All right, make America bearable again. Good one, Julie. I can't bear Daves. Can girls be bears? Of course. Both the Rachels are in the Big Bear Brigade. One of them's Kiwi Bear. Kiwi Bear is Rachel from New Zealand. And I don't know if Scottish Bear has gotten her name yet. Because Nikki from Scotland is Sword Bear. So yeah, women can totally. And then we have Falafel Bear from Israel. She's awesome. Yeah, of course you can be. Females can be bear. We don't discriminate. We don't. But we only discriminate against, you can't be, your character matters. We don't just take any stupid bear. We don't take Daves. And we prefer white males, but we don't, you know, we'll let you in. You know, we got some gays in here. We got a couple blacks. Definitely a lot of Asians trying to be panda bears. All right, there won't be any soy bears. Dave will divide you. New children's book, The Weinstein Bears. That's hilarious. Aussie Bear. I see you, Kiwi Bear. Do you not earn the bear logo? Ben Bear makes it easy. It's just an emoji. Hang on. You do not earn the bear logo. Well, you do earn the bear logo. You have to decide what bear you are and put the logo in your screen name and understand what we're doing. You understand that we're... That gets rid of 95% of the population. They're not capable of understanding what we're talking about. Like, the concept of the bears, most people would be like, but you're not real bears. Like, they're so stupid that we have to get rid of just a giant amount of stupid people from our lives. And then when you come up with your own theme of bear, that means you understand what comedy is. And it means you understand group dynamics, that everyone isn't the same, and we do have to follow the rules, and that we all come together as a group. You understand that how you're only saying that because of how you live. Like, most people can't fathom understanding the bear theme. All right, here we go. Baring is an Australian YouTube you need to check out. Baring. Okay. Please tell me it's not a gay thing, Nate. Everyone's been bombarding me with how everything bear is some sort of gay-related thing, and I can barely handle it. The Rad News Bears. The Bears, the Polar Bears. Your wife has to be Care Bear. No, my wife's Mama Bear. But there's Big Mama Bear. Someone took Big Mama Bear. The Unbearables reminds me of the Kekistanis, but the Unbearables is way better. Yeah, like, I don't know that much about the Kekistanis, but I think it sounds really funny. Because I think you can develop online nations or online tribes. It's pretty funny. I'll check out Baring. I'll definitely check out Baring. People are saying it's funny and not gay. Bearbarian is hilarious. Yeah, Bearbarian is great. Baring is a funny cunt. Nice. I'll check him out. Baring for real. Bring the bear into the fold. Oh, we got to get Baring in the bear. We got to make him an unbearable. I mean, we're taking it all back. We're taking bear back. We're going to show these gays that they can't just take bear. They can't take bears, they can't take Twinkies, they can't take all visible light. Ryan, these live streams are now part of my daily morning routine. How about a little Maple Leaf Rag? I don't know how to play Maple Leaf Rag, but I'll go through these requests right now. Nothing stood out to me as anything I really know off the top of my head, but I'll make it work. You know I'll make it work. West Side Bear, he's an OG. He's in here all the time, so I'm going to honor him. But I don't know Bear Necessities. I can make it up, though. I'll make it up right now. We got the bare necessities. The bare necessities of life. I think it's something like that, right? But it's nothing like the chords I'm playing. We got our friends and family, a gun that will work for me, and a knife. We need some PBRs, and one night a week at the bars, and a hammock with a pillow. Sunday afternoons I can't handle much. That's when the big bear gets mellow. We got the bare necessities. We got our legs and knees and each other. The unbearables. I got socks between my feet and shoes. The bears are okay with Jews, but try not to trick us, 'cause we drink a lot. Alright, so I feel like I earned that tip. That was a funny one. Let's call the whole thing off. I don't know that song, David, but thank you for going by David. But I could go... You say progress, I say communism. You say tolerance, I say intolerantism. You say inclusion, I say making everything suck. You say oppression, I say making a buck. You say Black Lives Matter, I say stop yelling. You say grab the pussy is rape, I say that is telling. You say 70 cents on the dollar, I say you're bad at math. You say, why are you so angry? I say you haven't seen any wrath yet, because if you try and take my shit, I'll kill you. You don't understand what we can do. You think Twitter's real life? Well, real life's much more bloody. You're 45 years old, lady. Maybe it's time to get a hubby. Chelsea Handler, maybe you'll stop bitching like an actual witch. You bitch like an actual witch on a broom. It's time to leave your room and get a job or a family. Something to fill your tummy, 'cause you sound like a crazy, crazy, stupid bitch. The right wing is so dumb and like not cultured. Yeah, well, I just played that. I just wrote that as I did it on a piano that most of these fucking people can't even play. They can't fathom. All right, what else we got here? Inanna Bear. What's up, Inanna Bear? Busy mom? Here, excited to catch you live. We're excited to have you, busy mom, Inanna Bear. What else we got here? I say too much. You guys have... there it is again. Okay, these thanks for the great super chat, Ryan. Means a lot. These live streams are now part of my daily morning routine. How about a little maple leaf rag? All right. I don't know maple leaf rag, but I will make fun of Canadians. Let's think of a song. I'm going to pretend it's like one of those car commercials. Coming this fall from the makers of Subaru. The makers of Subaru, that sounds stupid. All right. Coming in 2018 for the car, for the guy that let his country be taken over by Justin Trudeau. It's called the Snow Monkey. The Snow Monkey can go to 0 to 60 in 14 hours because it has the efficiency of socialism. Coming this fall, the Snow Monkey. It's made right here in Canada. But it has to be within 80 miles of the American border, or else it's way too expensive to get pots, and it's too cold to make the snow monkey. Coming from the makers of maple syrup and mullets, the snow monkey. It's $44 million because we don't understand capitalism in Canada. All we understand is kissing up to America so they defend us militarily, and then we talk shit about them all the fucking time. Canada, the place that brought you Justin Bieber and AIDS. Little known fact, AIDS is from Canada, not Africa. But it still was a black guy who fucked a monkey. But it happened in Canada. The snow monkey ironically gets stuck in snow. It's really just a bicycle. It's a bicycle with a little fucking gay little basket on the front of it. You can put anything in your basket in Canada, including your own balls. The balls you had to cut off when you voted for Justin Trudeau, who's most likely the bastard son of Fidel Castro. He looks just like him, and he was fucking sad when he died. He tweeted that he was sad Castro died. Do you remember Castro? That awful human being that raped like 20,000 women and, you know, fucking killed everybody. The Snow Monkey by Subaru. Okay, that was gold. We got to remember this. We got to start cutting out some of these clips to put them up on my YouTube. My buddy keeps telling me that these are so long, he doesn't know what to watch, so... Shit like that. Like, we got to clip these out and cut them up. Ty Bear. How do I become a bear? Because I'm a classy bear. Okay, you're on the right path, David. And I appreciate that you're David. You got to put a little bear in your name. And you can be classy bear. And you can make that ironic or not. You know, you can be classy bear who isn't classy. That would be funny. Or you can actually be classy bear. And you, like, you're a bear, but you don't always... You bring all your bear friends everywhere, but then you're like, okay, listen. Fucking shits his pants bear over here is going to cause some problems. Okay, Overton Windex. He's one of the big bear brigade, by the way. There is an inner circle of bears, and Overton Windex has proved himself since the beginning that he is in the big bear brigade. Owen and the Discord is open and growing. Join us at this link. By the way, Peterson never answered, so I call Bucko Bear. Yeah, you're Bucko Bear. Okay, so that's the link. I'll put it on this thing. All right, copy. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the link. Discord. I'm gonna join that too as soon as we're done. I don't know how to do it. And by the way, when I say like I don't even understand all this stuff. I'm not being like one of those people that like acts like he doesn't understand stuff, so people do stuff. I understand a ton. Like, I play classical music by ear, and I do comedy, and I, you know, I'm not saying that I'm not, like, capable of stuff. It's just, I have blind spots, and that's where the other bears come in and help me. That's where the unbearables come in. Lucas, I use trees to scratch my back and stand on the edges of waterfalls and catch salmon with my bare hands. Buddy, you finally found your place. I also do those things. And sometimes I gorge myself with berries and I fall asleep within a bush. Riley. Owen, you are 100% the man. You should check out Sargon on YouTube if you don't know him. I've been on a Sargon bender lately. Dude's a genius. Thank you for the super chat. That means a lot. That's how I can do this. That's how I can do this. Because I can actually get paid so Amy doesn't get pissed that I'm doing this all the time. So I appreciate the super chats. Gark. My mom's maiden name means bear. Can I be Medved Bear? I guess that would be redundant, though. No, that's Bear Bear. I love that. I named my dog Benny. His name is Benjamin Benjamin. Redundancy isn't bad. Redundancy is sometimes just making a point. Welcome, Bear Bear. Medved Bear. Jasmine. I want to be koala bear. They're not bears, but there's one in the tree outside my house and it's fucking terrifying at night. All right, Jasmine, you can be koala bear and you're a terrifying stalker. You really have a koala outside your house. That's amazing. But it's so funny that that's like, because koala bears are almost like the male feminists of bears. They look all cute and cuddly, but they're really just stalky and terrifying. But Jasmine, if you want to be a koala bear, welcome. We'd love to have you. Base Texan. Put the bear pick or the word bear, both. You can just do the little pick. I'm not, you guys don't have to change your actual Twitter names to the bear. Some of you guys did, and that's great with me. Just a little, I want it to function like a check mark. It's to be verified. You don't have to change anything else. Just that little thing. CTH Liberty. Oh, thank you, buddy. That was a great super chat. Creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all bears are created equal. But they are endowed by their forebearers with certain principles of character, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are the unbearables. I love it, bud. I love it. I might need to bear that up a little bit, but that's perfect. So we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all bears are created equal, that they are endowed by their forebearers with certain principles of character, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of berries. Because berries make bears happy. Like, we don't even need to say happiness. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of berries and salmon. We are the unbearables. People will call us unbearable, but we take it as a compliment because we're actual bears. Jason, thanks for the super chat, buddy. PNW Tucker Bear. Oh, Trucker Bear. Yeah. Loves waking up to your live streams. Can't wait to see you live in Portlandia. Oh, I'm excited either. I haven't even bought my ticket yet. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm so convinced that it's going to get canceled. Because like every time, like I just retweeted the club's tweet that I'm coming. And I'll, of course, it's just a million people saying I'm transphobic. They try to get me fired every place I go. I haven't even bought my plane ticket yet. I think it'll go down though. That's one reason why it's good to have an army of bears. Because I want us to be able to intimidate people who try to intimidate us. You know, people aren't just good. It's crazy that people think that people are just good. It's like people respond to threats. Not threats like we're going to kill you threats, but just like some people are like, oh, I don't want to face any controversy. That's one reason why the left is currently winning the culture war, even though there's been a bit of a change. But like, they're like, oh, I don't want controversy because then no one will come. It's like, okay, well, we also have a crew of bears and we want to come. So we'll just start another business that only accepts bears. And we think blue check marks are lame. So why don't we, because it's like in business, this is one thing I think some people don't realize is you don't have to keep trying to get into a system that sucks. You know, like we don't need to try and get an Academy Award. We can make our own awards. The Bear Awards. We might need a better title, but that's what I mean. You don't try and be something you don't like, get approval of people that you don't agree with. You just make your own thing and shift everything. You know, I still have late fees at Blockbuster Video. I don't have to pay it anymore because they got decimated by people that came up with a better plan. Ian, compassion, fragility, humility, blueberry, Dal Bear. I love it. I love that, Ian. I can record and edit clips for you. I have time. Oh, thanks, Base Texan. Appreciate that, bud. Ryan. Owen has a grizzly bear rug on his floor. The bear isn't dead. It's just afraid to move. That's right. That's part of our legacy. You guys want to see some of me and my brothers? Yeah, I think you guys are going to really dig it. I hope you dig it. But if not, you know. Bears care, but bears also don't care at the same time. Do you have the right to bear arms? Of course you do. Not only do you have a right to have your own arms, you have a right to bear arms. We've grown used to you saying, but it does make you saying sound perma-stoned. I don't want to make any excuses for my shitty speech pattern sometimes, but the I think it's almost like musical. Where when there's pauses, I'm looking to figure out what the sound is. But that's no excuse. I'm making shitty excuses, but that's where it comes from. It's not from being stoned. I smoke weed when I'm with Joe Rogan. Other than that, maybe once every 3 months, and it usually just makes me kind of tired. So this isn't from weed. Is Tubby Bear taken? No, you can be Tubby Bear. I'm definitely a bear then. Oh, thank you. Of course, you're in. I wish I knew how to edit videos. I have time. Don't worry about it. We got a ton of bears. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is not a bear. He's a Dave. Bernie's a Dave. Oh, and where's your honey today? Oh, she's in with Wally. Since Mama Bear is taken, I guess I'll be Rare Bear because I'm different and it rhymes. Oh, my honey. My honey can be my beer too. Honey, my Big Bear needs honey usually means Big Bear needs beers. But right now, Big Bear's drinking coffee, which is his other form of honey. Like before a certain time of the day, my coffee is my honey. I don't know if John's on this chat. He's in Vegas. He usually helps me with all my YouTube stuff. John, if you can hear me, John, how do I make the chat part of the video? Because I want my bears to be seen. I don't want just to be the only one. A lot of this shit is super funny. But I appreciate the super chats. Those are the ones I can always read. But I want you guys to have your own bear conversations. Someone wrote, P.S. Sargon is a pussy. Well, you know, only bears can judge other bears. Sargon, Sargy Bear. Sargy Bear. See how great that is? Sargy Bear. All right, so now we're going to watch me and my brother. That was meant to be a joke, Rich Ben. Oh, I know. Me too. That's it. Like, I'll roll with the joke, bud. But, like, sometimes I play it super straight. Like, I know you're joking. You're Rich Ben. You're part of the Big Bear Brigade. You're one of my guys. That's the beauty of the bears. It's like, when I know you, in this world where people don't know each other as quickly, because you're just seeing shit flying in your face. Like, my Twitter went from, like, 60,000 to almost 100,000 in a month, right? So, and to get to 60,000, it was a slow, gradual increase. I got into Twitter late. I used to mock it all the time. I thought it was stupid. And then I finally got into it because my agents were like, you got to do Twitter. So I did. And then, hang on, what do you got? Are most of the stocks you own bearish arms? I don't know what that means, but that sounds amazing. Bearish arms. Baragon of Arcad. Yeah, there we go. Baragon. Bears can tell a bear from a mile away. Totally. But like when I'm seeing people just writing shit at me, and we'll see this with each other. When you see that bear, you know that people want to eat berries and salmon, and they're good-hearted, but they'll admit they make mistakes. You know, sometimes they roar a little too loud and then get tackled by a ton of monkeys. You know, they might have a little bit of a gut, but underneath it, they're incredibly strong. Like they're fast when they have to, but yeah, they drink PBRs. You know, when you see that, you can have a conversation with somebody. It's almost like we're inventing a way to have facial expressions online, where that bear means that facial look when you know someone isn't a threat, where you're like, oh, he means okay. That's why in person, like when I do Rogan or when I do one of these massive people, my feedback is incredible. Everyone's like, you're great. That was awesome. You're so, and then within a week, on Twitter, it's like, I'm horrified by what you say. It's like, bitch, I was saying the same thing on Rogan. It's just you see my face and you know where I'm coming from. Like, I don't change. Ask Amy. Watch that shit with Beauty and the Bear. I was like this years ago and people were like, you're problematic. You think this is new? Like, people, that's one reason why I don't say I've been red-pilled, because I don't really know what that means. This is how I've changed my mind on certain topics and certain things. I've gotten more, way more outspoken about certain issues. But like, I've always been kind of red-pilled. Like when I just kind of see shit and go, wait a minute. So you're telling me Beyonce is going to hold up her fist like she's in the Black Panthers during the Super Bowl? No. And people are like, none of this is new. It's just everyone else. It appears that I've changed because I haven't changed. It's like everyone else has changed so fucking much that like it looks like I've just become so right wing, but it's just because I've always been individualistic. And yeah, I used to have more left leaning biases because I lived in LA 12 years and I truly thought they were the good guys before. I thought that like liberals were the ones who wanted to like help people. And I thought that they were like weak sometimes. I thought they wouldn't do what had to be done, but like their heart was in the right place. And now I see that they're absolutely not. You know, there's some liberals that still are like that, but they're wrong. Leftists are evil people. Like, they're bad people. All right, here we go. Owen, you are the real MVP, most valuable bear. I'm not going to argue with that one bit. Right, here we go. So this is me and my brother talking about bears. Okay, where are we? Bear. Here's brother bear. Okay, enjoy. And if you want me to see, feel free to super chat me. You know, throw a tip in the honey bear, a honey pot. It's also a way where I definitely can see your comments because I'm not going to be able to see them right now. All right, hang on. Actually, I might be able to. I'll figure this out. All right, here's my brother, and we're cutting trees on this beautiful morn, and just talking about bears.
All right, so who are the bears' enemies?
The mice. Squeaky the mouse. So each bear has his own mouse that fucks them. Or her. We gotta have female bears. So, like whore bear. Poke Squeaky the mouse is constantly fucking with Pokey the bear. Like, because Pokey the bear's job is not easy. Pokey has to go to fires and knock out cell phones out of fucking hipsters' hands. Maybe scare him a little so they can remember what it's like to be a man.
Yeah.
You know, get a little adrenaline. You know, he scares them. And then when they almost piss themselves, he's like, feel that's me. Now you're a man. Remember, you're fucking man.
Right. Then he gives him some honey.
He makes them fucking reach down and grab their cock.
Yeah. And then he gives them some honey though once they overcome their own fear.
Yeah. Pokey brings beers. PBRs.
So why?
So then after a long day of having to fucking try to get these feminine men to remember their warrior still. He goes back to his fucking cave and Squeaky the Mouse is just waiting.
Yeah, it's like an internet troll.
Yeah.
Just nibbling at poor Pokey while he's
sleeping. Bites his ear. You know,
fucking. He's too small to fight because he can't get his big paws on him.
Dude, and Squeaky the Mouse fucking bites tiny holes in the pea bear arms.
Yeah.
So you don't even realize they're like just slowly draining.
Oh, dude. So Squeaky the Mouse is always draining the PBRs with his little squeaky nibbles.
Yeah, and he's constantly, like, telling, you know, he'll squeak and fucking poke the bear's ear, like, what you're doing is worth, like, you're an idiot bear, you're a stupid bear, fucking nobody listens, you're ancient, why don't you just fucking hibernate and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, he's always just squeaking in poor Pokey's ear. Because what motivates Squeaky the Mouse? Why does he hate Pokey the Bear so much?
Because he wants to be a big bear. He's a little mouse.
Yeah, it's like the beta males.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, you're the worst. You're just a big, stupid bear. Like, you eat too many berries. Like, it takes too much to operate poor Pokey.
Oddly, though, Pokey the Bear has empathy for fucking Squeaky the Mouse. And like, we'll actually almost protect him. Like, I know you're a fucking idiot, stupid, fucking Squeaky Mouse, but...
Yeah, because the nature of the good-hearted alpha male is to protect everything. But why would he let Squeaky take advantage of him like that, though, without punishing him?
Well, because he knows that... Squeaky knows if he goes too far, Pokey the Bear will just get the entire forest and fucking kill every mouse in it.
Yeah, Pokey will just get Smokey the Bear to burn down the forest, his brother.
Get fucking Roki the Sniper Bear to fucking just shoot their fucking whiskers off.
Yeah, so he's always just talking. So Squeaky the Mouse is just talking shit and draining the PBRs.
Yeah, Smokey the Bear is a friend named Owl Downey.
Owl Downey? We got a buddy named Mole Downey. Yeah, we have a buddy named Mole Downey. He's a lawyer owl.
He'll be like, listen, I'll just get the fucking Owl Downeys to just... And you'll be gone, so.
Yeah, because the owls are the enemy of the mice. The squeaky mice. How do the owls and the bears get along?
They just respect each other. They don't really... Sometimes the owl will let the bear know where the hipster, the lame-ass hipster party is.
Yeah.
You know? Just like, who, like... Poke, you'll be like, you know, where's, you know, all down, you might come in and be like, there's a huge hipster party going on. Everybody's yelling at everybody for using non-gender pronouns.
Yeah, because the owl is almost like a, yeah, he's like a wise, it's a wise animal with, like, info. But he doesn't have the same, like, irrational aggression and love as Pokey.
Right, because he's up in the trees, like, this doesn't bother me at all. But he does get tired of hearing the talk, you know, like, hey, there's a fire, and somebody just called the fire. Someone said, that's a badass fire, and then everyone went nuts, like, you can't call a fire badass. What do you mean, like?
He's a curmudgeon. Do you think he's a little, like...
He just wants to be left alone in his sweet fucking tree spot with his crew... And if any cultural appropriate liberal hipster fucking buzzkill fires get too close, he'll go tell Pokey. He doesn't really care if you can't hear him. But, like, if someone's going to have, like, a lame buzzkill fire party near Owl Downey's, you know, wicked fucking kick-ass treehouse.
Yeah.
Then he'll go tell Pokey.
Yeah, because, like, Owl Downey doesn't hate... The mice, he hates, like, noise and disturbance.
Yeah, and he knows that if he doesn't tell Pokey the Bear where some of these things are happening, they're just going to spread. They're going to spread.
Does Squeaky Mouse ever try to make friends with Pokey so Pokey doesn't just kill him?
No. Squeaky the Mouse, I think there are moments where, like, if there's a massive, you know, snowstorm that comes in or, you know, a huge windstorm... you know, Squeaky the Mouse will tell Pokey where there's a bunch of honey. You know, because Squeaky the Mouse knows that Pokey the Bear keeps him alive. It's like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. So it's like, so without Pokey, Squeaky would be dead?
All right, so I will upload that whole video. And... Where am I? I'll upload that whole video when I'm done. There's so much more to it. I just wanted to show you guys a little of, like, that's what I'm talking about, where it's like, we can set up an entire world of bears and Daves and owls and mice. Can I get a sugar bear verification? This is incredible. Need to have regional unbearable meetups at local pubs, regional sergeant at arms bears. Of course. Yeah, you can be the sugar bear. Absolutely. Benny and the Bears instead of Benny and the Jets. Thanks for the super chat, Razor. Bear Metal. Sneakiness at work. Love you, man, Todd. Thank you, Bear Metal. Metal Bear. The wreath behind you looks like bedhead. Nice. Marlo. Sargon is definitely a bear by nature. Jack. Can I be Cadbury Bear because I love ice cream? Of course you can. That's the thing, is no one can tell you what kind of bear you are. Only you can prevent... forest fires. Can you bear degendering pronouns? No, that's one thing. We don't put up with any of that nonsense in the bear community. You can't start doing the pronoun dance. All right, what do we got? No Daves in the world we create. I love this stream. Total respect. Feels very refreshing because you're the bear in the forest that we need. And I've felt over the years the same opposition of the left from my viewpoints. Much love, Polar Bear. Oh, that's awesome. Julie, did I do this Brit here? Your brother has hope for girly men. Can the left be saved? Of course, we just have to be what we want to be. I think that a lot of people can run into a problem when they overthink, like, how can we change other people? I think that's the trap the left fell into that we shouldn't fall into, where it's like, we just have to really focus on what we are. That's why I wanted to get into the bear community. Where it's like, I don't want my whole life online to just be taking down leftists. I want that to be, like, part of it when it becomes necessary. But, like, what we have to be more, like, concerned about ourselves, our strengths, who we want to be, who we want to show our kids to be. And that is just a badass bear. All right. I'm going to roll out of here. Owen, I'm laughing. Bear woman now. Nice. I am bear bear. Perfect. I claim not gay bearid on Twitter. And I just joined the Discord group while we were playing that Amanda Land. Oh, Amanda is the one who made, let me show Amanda's great work. Amanda Land, the girl who just did that super chat. Let me show Amanda's great work. She drew this by hand. So follow her on Twitter. We should support her any way we can because she did that just out of nowhere. And I love that. I love when people do that, when people just do stuff. And I was reading a message today. Somebody was writing me that, like, when I was talking about helping that dude out with his electric bill, that he got really jammed up because a lot of people go through those things. And their suggestion that is we start some sort of community fund with the unbearables where we have, like, a fund in case any unbearable really hits a bad spot, and then we can help out the unbearable. I think that's a really good idea because I believe that humans are good and altruistic in smaller tribes that with shared goals, with more shared. When it's a small enough group where you like trust each other, you can really help each other because life is a team sport. And some people would say that sounds like socialism. No, socialism is at the threat of violence. Communism, as Mao said, is brought to you at the end of the barrel of a gun. When you choose, that's called that's like in America, you know, one word is charity, but charity has a bad connotation when people say, you know, I was on food stamps as a kid and I used to hate it. The word charity sounded awful to me where it was like, I'm not your charity, you know, but America gives more to charity than any other country in the world. And it's because we are like a bunch of savages that understand that life's a team sport. Mike Bear eats seals and penguins. Welcome, Mike Bear. I'm a little torn on how we feel about panda bears. Ryan, I hope you eventually reply to my email and do what I beg of you, Koala Bear. Yeah, you can also write here. I will. I'll go through emails today. If it was in the last 2 days, I will respond to you. If it was in that one chunk when I got like 1,000 of them, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get back there. Dave Davidson, it sounds like voluntary communism, which is something people actually believe in. You know, I don't trust anyone named Dave Davidson, but we can't associate that with the word communism. No, it's just like a bunch of bears who give each other berries. Has your new piano arrived yet? Not till the middle of December. Thanks for asking though, Ben. Rich Ben. Lan, what's your Twitter handle? I'll tell you Amanda's Twitter handle. This Discord features a fan art page. Please feel free to share your work there. Great. I haven't even been able to explore the Discord yet, but that's such a good idea, Overton Windex. Just search my name. That's what most people don't understand about why Kaepernick is kneeling. Why is he kneeling? Yeah, pandas are raccoons. They're big, lazy, fat raccoons. But I respect it if you choose to be a panda bear, but panda bears are vegan. I know. I do a bit now about how I want pandas to go extinct. And I'm like, we give them this awesome place to bang and breed, and they just are like, I don't feel like it. And then we're like, look at all this meat we have for you. They're like, I'm a vegetarian. It's like, then here's some broccoli. I only like bamboo from Whole Foods. I'm sleepy. And it's like, all right, I just shagged you up to Sargon on his Facebook page. He got kicked from Twitter. I think it'd be cool for you guys to do an interview. I'd love to. The fact Sargon got kicked from Twitter is crazy. That dude is so smart. That's so crazy. He already joined Marlo. He is Big Bert. The Bear Essentials Bear. All right, I'm going to go. Is there anything I can do for you? Anything I can answer? And I'd like to shout out all my super chats because you guys are keeping the lights on. Marlo, Rich Ben, Ryan, Rico Suave Viva. I love watching during my blow-off Spanish class. Well, it sounds like you already know Spanish. Your name's Rico Suave Viva. Oh, here we go. Amanda, shout out to Vaha. Can you bear? Oh yeah, yeah. Shout out to Tom Topping. Shout out to Razor Gobo. Shout out to Bare Metal. Shout out to Freddie. Shout out to Marlo. He's a legend. Shout out to Jack Ordway. Shout out to Haha again. I'm mostly sexy on Bear Charms. I still don't get that, but it sounds very funny. Always shouting out Rich Ben. Shout out Ryan Ritchie. Shout out Bass Texan in OG. Shout out Ian, always here. Shout out Jason. Very, very generous super chat, my man. Shout out CTH Liberty, who crushed it today in the super chat. That was awesome. Shout out Bass Texan, of course. Shout out Jasmine. Shout out Gark. Shout out Riley. Shout out Lucas. Shout out Overton Windex, as always. All he's Big Bear Brigade, also creating the Discord. Shout out David. Thank you for being David and not Dave. Shout out Tyler, Ryan, Marlo, Nate, Busy Mom, D Hale, West Side Bear, classic. He's always here. David Palmer, thank you for saying David, not Dave. Bruh, Tyler, MP, Scott Jones, and M. Nev. You guys were very generous, and I appreciate that. Oh, we got another one real quick here. Noel Campbell, pandas are bears like seahorses are horses. Ha, it's true, panda bears. I kind of want to eat a panda bear. Colin Kaepernick is kneeling because it's an allusion to the diagnosis. Dysesthesia Ethiopica. I'm going to Google that. I need to know what that means. And he said allusion like allude to, not allusion like what magicians do. All right, let's look this up. In psychiatry, dysesthesia was an alleged mental illness described by American physicist Samuel Cartwright in 1851, which proposed a theory for the cause of laziness among slaves. Oh, man. Today, dysesthesia is considered an example of pseudoscience and part of the edifice of scientific racism. Dude, that's a really funny joke. He was alluding to the laziness of slaves. God damn. That's funny, dude. Shout out to the Bass Tractor Fund. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll tweet that again. Hit me with that again on Twitter. We're trying to raise money for my man to get a tractor for his farm. Wrote me an awesome email. You know, been through some shit, ups and downs in life, trying to make it work, getting a tractor. So that's something the bear community can get behind. We're doing a GoFundMe page. And I couldn't figure it out, so I just PayPal'd him some cash. Because I'm not good with credit card shit. I'm into PayPal because it just feels like just money. So I get to just be like, here you go. Idaho Bear, good morning. Hi, Casey. Casey the Idaho Bear. I got to make it to Idaho. So we're going to, we should do a whole bear charity thing for Christmas. I can just play music for like hours. We should, maybe that's how we start our bear fund, our community bear fund. And maybe we can have one of these guys run it, where we just start a PayPal for bears. There has to be some sort of way of making sure it isn't just some outside Dave trying to steal from us. But that way we can just like do cool shit with it. Maybe there's a link we can do where people can just donate to the bear fund that I'm not even part of. Like I'm obviously part of it, but I don't want to be in charge of that. But that could be cool, you know, to help each other. Because that's what life's all about, you know. Because you guys have been so helpful with me. These super chats have got me out of a bad spot, man. I'm still, my career has changed so drastically in the last 2 months that the fact that you guys have helped keep me out of problems, I'm trying to figure out ways that I can give back. So that we can become a bear community. Hey, kiddo. I'll hang out with you, buddy. All right. Got to go, everybody. Much love and spread that bear love. You know what I'm saying? We are the Unbearables. And my last hour special, hugepianist.com. It's called Feed the Bear. I've been trying to become a bear for a really long time now. So join the force. I love, someone in the Air Force is Bear Force One. Just an idea, you could be Bear Force Fun. Just throwing it out there. Just one bear to another.